Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Good morning. Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker, about to take you through a magical 3 hours of financial goodness. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, maybe you just stumbled on the show for the first time, lucky you. You can get some help immediately. Call Gregory, 504-260-0995. Now, when I say that, I think people understand that that's calling the show, right? It's not calling the office or calling a cell or calling his car phone. Remember car phones? Call the show. 504-260-0995. A couple things we're going to run through today. I'm not very happy about the health care reform bill that was floated like an air biscuit by the Senate this week. It's worthless. You're not going to like the details of it either. It's barely trimming around the edges, and there's a big part of the current healthcare system that it expands. It expands subsidies. And it's mind-blowing stuff. It's like you just got a wave election. You have more seats in the House, Senate, state houses, and governor's mansions than you've ever had before in your entire life, Republican Party. And what do? They did not send you there to trim around the edges. So we'll have to talk about that. I want to continue a discussion that we had started on the Daily Wrap, talking about some widows' issues, because we talked about sort of a checklist that you need to go through when your best friend moves on before you do. And a lot of reasons we're concerned about this is because the severe negative impact it can have on someone financially, widow or widower, but we just see it happen far more often with widows. I found another little piece of guidance for what if you're widowed and you're thinking about getting remarried. Yeah, there's another little checklist we'll have to run through. And now, not everything on the checklist is going to pass muster with Gregory Ricks over here. He is free to veto and slap down any of these pieces of advice that come from, you know, it's just some columnist. Half the time it's like someone in the press, not even a financial advisor, that's giving you this info. I have some facts that show how horrible Americans in general are about managing their money. But I'm not telling you this to beat you down. I imagine that if you're listening to talk radio on a Saturday morning, that you're not in one of these categories. Just it kind of makes you feel better about your station in life, because you know we have people that call in, they're like, oh, you know, I only have $100,000 saved in my 401k. So, well, you're doing better than about 78% of the country or so. We had that number about a year ago on the show. But and I wanted to do a little follow up with the latest on the Jeff Bezos empire and how it continues to grow. But Gregory, there's a interesting entrepreneurial spirit going on in New York City. One of the concerns that they have is it's kind of hard to find a bathroom in New York City, and it's because you don't have your car. And once you are bused to downtown, or you take the subway, or whatever you do, and you're walking around, you're just at the whims of the street. You have to walk into a business that maybe you're not familiar with the neighborhood or whatever. So now there's a van that has a porta potty in it. It has facilities like an RV. But there's an app to where you can summon this potty, and it will drive to wherever you're at in New York City. You open the sliding door, you climb in the back, you do your business, and then, you know, you just thank the guy and move on. I don't know if you would tip him. I don't know if that requires a tip, but it's Uber for going to the bathroom. And apparently this is a big enough deal in New York City. People are loving life now. Go ahead.
You're using that as an example. It's not Uber.
No, it's not Uber.
Okay.
No, it's an Uber style. It's the toilet van is what it is.
Do you pay through the app?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in a lot of ways, it's like Uber, but this is, instead of getting a ride somewhere, you just go into the bathroom.
So what's it, $25? Something like that?
It's like Uber, so if there's a higher demand for people going to the bathroom, the rates go up. And if it's like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, you know, demand's probably down a little bit. I bet you Saturday night's huge for the toilet van.
I could see how that's needed.
You want to know what it's called, though? It's sponsored by one company. One company put in the venture capital, so they had to sort of name it after that company. But it's a brilliant marketing tie-in. What, Angie? Oh, I thought you were going to guess. This is the CharmanVanGo.com van. The Charmin put up the money. They've been rolling this on-demand mobile bathroom, and they call it Charmin Van Go. And it's VAN-GO, so I guess it sounds like the painter, but it's you're going in a van. Okay, now what,
Angie?
We
need this service in our city for Mardi Gras. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's perfect for Mardi Gras. Yeah, in this town? No kidding. Now, you can't do it at like a jazz fest or a voodoo fest because you can't just crash a van through the gates and have people jump in. Plus, there would just be a line for it immediately. But you're right. In these open-air festivals that we have, maybe a French Quarter Fest as well. Gregory, do we have to go get a van now?
I think it's needed here. Let me ask you this way. You go to the Quarter, and there's businesses everywhere, but nobody, you know, they don't want you coming in their business just to use the restroom. And that makes sense. So where do you go?
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you go in the alley without getting caught, right, Angie? I'm kidding. She wouldn't do that.
Now, let's look at it another way. You been to any state parks?
Yes.
National parks?
I don't know if I've been to a national park, but I've definitely been to a state park.
Usually they have restrooms somewhere that's reasonable distance. Isn't the French Quarter actually a national park?
Is that a thing? I wouldn't know that.
It is because you have federal police and, you know, whatever, you know, how the national parks are. And I just don't recall, you know, where's the public restrooms. Where are they?
That is true. Wow. You're onto something because that's supposed to be the case, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's in the law that you have a national park and you're guaranteed a restroom because it's a national park.
How have I lived
with
here?
Most of them are, you know, outdoor in the woods and here I'll just, as long as a bear doesn't eat me, I'm going to step over here and use the restroom behind this tree.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's in the French Quarter, what is it? Behind the dumpster, if nobody catches me, robs me, kills me, I'm going to go use the restroom right here. Kind of same
Pirate's
thing,
Alley.
But, you know, it came to mind. And I think now, yeah, this opportunity for that type of business here throughout the year. And let's see, what would you, I'd prefer a cleaner, nicer smelling place than some type of plastic, you know, those
Johnny on the pots.
Yeah, on those go. So when you talk about that, an entrepreneur is, yeah, people have needs and will be willing to pay.
All right. I don't want to drive the thing around, though. I don't want to be the guy that's in there having to listen to everyone go to the bathroom. You know, it can't pay that well. I just want to be the entrepreneur that sort of runs the operation. Is that asking too much?
So, and then you always have business prevention in every city. So, are they going to like frown upon this? Oh, we can't license you to do that.
Oh, we will have to get a license, right? There will be a limited number, and you'll have to go to the city council and start kissing rings and making donations.
But here's another thing is, do you necessarily have to drive around? There's parking spots.
Yeah. I mean, loading zone. It's an unloading
There's
zone.
Parking spots. I'm just saying.
All right. I think
or you could rent a parking spot in one of those all-day parking lots, you know, what, $30 or whatever. And you're not burning fuel. They do the app, and they pay their fee to get in and move on.
All right. So I'm trying to figure this out.
But with that said, I'm not sitting here trying to figure this out. This is for some entrepreneur out there that likes the idea and says this, you know, might be a gold mine.
Well, I'm trying
for them.
I'm trying to
figure
out.
You not only don't want to drive it, you don't want to clean it up either, do you?
If it pays well, I'll do it. You know, they talk about there's jobs that Americans don't want to do. It's like, no, I'll do it. It just doesn't pay
enough. You'll get one of those. You'll look like one of those yellow astronauts. A whole
the hazmat,
and,
right.
Yeah, hazmat suit and everything to go in there and do that. Yeah, well, you need to get paid pretty good.
Look like the doctor
better,
from Outbreak.
It better do some business.
No pun intended. So I'm trying to figure this out. Is the French Quarter a national park? Because I've lived here for over a decade, and this is the first I've heard of it. And this is kind of blowing my mind.
You looked it up?
Well, it's not. It's you would think it there would be a yes or no. Yes, this is a national park. But there's Jean Lafitte's French Quarter Visitor Center.
Yeah.
Which is run by the National Park Service.
Yes.
So there is some sort of overlap going on there. And I haven't heard that.
What's the address?
Let's see here.
It's not far from one of those bars you like, Coyote Ugly or something. I think it's down the street from that.
Oh, it is. 419 Decatur
Street. See?
Did you know this, Angie? And you've lived here?
I've lived here my whole life.
Your whole life? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a national park.
Mind blown.
So where's the restrooms?
There's a little misdirection
there. The bear traps.
Because most national parks have, what's it called? Oh, that's right. A blade of grass, right?
That's not in this park.
Like a plant somewhere.
I knew a lot of our buildings and was in the National Registry, but I didn't think there was a national park.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if every single building in that little square is a National Registry. But a national park. All right. Learned something new today. And it wasn't even financial. But maybe some lucky.
And here, I just Googled it as well. And then over here, I see the French Quarter Visitor Center. And yeah, TripAdvisor.com gives you information on it. It's interesting.
So they should have public bathrooms somewhere. But my God, can you think about what the public bathrooms would be like in the French Quarter? Would you even dare go in them? Some government-run, unaccountable facility that doesn't have to be accountable to rules or anything? We're better off with the private bathroom system. I mean, you walk in there, you're going to step on needles. There's people in there making money. All right, so Gregory, some lucky entrepreneur, just maybe got the idea of a lifetime. But this is also one of the things when people talk about can't find a job, or you know, it's the job of politicians to provide us with jobs, or we need to create jobs. No, you go create your own job. This is a capitalist society. I wish they would have taught you economics in school, because you don't have to wait on someone to give you a job. You can just invent a job out of whole cloth. You can just go get the Go van, the Van Gogh. All right, Gregory Ricks, when we come back, I want to run a couple facts that I don't want you to get angry, but talk about how bad our fellow Americans are at managing money. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, Raj, happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Geez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
For taxpayers that get these phone calls, it's very scary. Give us a call. We'll call them back on your behalf. And usually those calls then go away.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
And here's one of the simple explanations to consider doing a subchapter S. Okay, they're in a situation where it's all being passed to them. Then it's going on the Schedule C and you're paying the Social Security tax. And let's say you're ending up with $80,000 in income. Well, do a subchapter S entity. Pay yourself a salary. You're being taxed on $50 if it reasonably pays your bills and supports your standard of living. And the other 30 is a K-1 distribution that passes along to you. And all you're doing is paying the income tax on that. You're not paying the payroll and Social Security taxes and such. That's one of the core considerations of doing a subchapter F.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Since we got a wrap on the park service in the area that some people didn't know about, lived here like forever. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, or where the park service center is, the National Park, 504-260-0995. Could be about changes coming to mutual funds with Department of Labor rule. You know, how is the landscape going to look next year for the financial industry? Maybe it's that variable annuity. We had a fellas, and it was probably one of the ones that had called in a few weeks ago. It turned out we had an annuity show. Didn't plan it necessarily that way, but just all the calls kept coming in about annuities. So we've had a number of online visits, and remind me to talk to you about the go-to meetings as well that we've been having. And we had a gentleman send in a copy of his prospectus yesterday trying to figure out what to do. He has a variable. It's not in surrender anymore, but trying to figure out how does it fit for him going forward.
And this is the go-to meeting I got to ask you about later?
Well, that one is going to be a go-to meeting as well. That's going to be put on my schedule. The phone number is 504-260-0995. Or you can download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app on the Winning at Life tab. You can text the show. You can call us through the app. You can connect with us on Twitter, Periscope, LinkedIn, Facebook. If you're a client, you could log into your dashboard from there as well. And the website's GregoryRicks.com.
All right. You want to go to our, I think this is our wild-eyed tycoon in Kentwood, one of our favorite callers. James in Kentwood, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Is this the James in Kentwood?
Yes, sir, it is.
Welcome back. What can we do for you today?
I have some employees, and I was trying to get them signed up for 401k, and a couple of them have been told, and I'm hoping I'm right and they're wrong, that if they sign up for the 401k, every dollar they make in it, they will lose a dollar off their Social Security. Please tell me that they're wrong.
They are so wrong. I don't. Where does that come from? Out the woodwork?
How many of them are on Social Security?
Are the employees on Social Security right now?
No, they're too young.
Okay. No, it's not. That law hasn't been created or passed. Could it happen one day? You know how Congress goes. But that is not even a question or a thought. And darn, if they're young, you could build a fortune by putting money away pre-tax And what Social Security going to pay you? Just a little teeny amount of money 30 years from now?
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell them. I said, even if you, if Social Security wasn't there, if you, if, as young as you are, and you put in the amount you're allowed and I match it, you will have quite a nest egg by the time you're 65. These guys are only in their early, early 20s.
Yeah, there is zero effect on their Social Security benefit, no matter how much they have in their 401k, and it probably it should and will be seven figures is what how they should look at it.
And they're just going to waste it on beer anyway, James.
That's what I figure. But you know, they were dead set against it, and there they are listening. So,
oh good,
I'll let me scream at them.
Okay,
all right,
good. I'm glad to hear they're listening.
Thanks for the update, there, James. Call back anytime.
All right, have a good day.
That usually a call doesn't crack me up right away. That one really did. Like, oh, I can't participate in the 401k. It's going to take away from my Social Security someday.
Is that a new rumor? Have we never heard that
before?
I have
never heard that. I don't recall ever being asked that. Oh, money's going to be taken away because of my 401k.
Yeah, that's such an obscure rumor. You'd think after 7 years.
Now, let's do the twist that we do know about. If you go to work for the state, and it doesn't matter whether or not you participate in the state's retirement program, you're not participating in Social Security because they have the pension / state plan, lasers. And that is taken away from your Social Security. I think really hard about going to work for the state under those terms.
Well, there's also another instance in when Social Security can be clawed back. If you turn it on early but you're still working, for every $2 you make, they claw back a buck off your Social Security. Did I get that rule right?
Yeah, if you turn it on before full retirement age. Yeah, there's a clawback because you're still working.
Trying to think how
and you're making more than a limit. It's above 16,000 now you have to earn before they start taking it back. But they don't permanently take it from you. You get it back later. But it's just we had a individual in the other day is and talking about that six figure income and well, should I turn on Social Security? Actually, we had a caller also. Remember his sources of income and everything that he has going on. He has a couple of pensions and income's lining up and he's planning to work, what, 3 more years and he'll be 70. And he's, well, do I turn it on now or wait? Dude, you don't need that income. You're going to need it when you retire. And everything's lining up for him to retire at 70. And yeah, turn on Social Security at age 70. In his case, he's not married. He's in good health. Going to live a long time.
Yeah, I like this process because this is, you know, the telephone game or the rumor game where someone whispers something to someone and then whispers all the way down the end of the road. And then the original message is so obscured. We heard the end of the game and we're trying to work our way back. What could the original message be? What was misconstrued or misinterpreted?
It might have been, it had to be what you brought up that, well, if you turned on Social Security before full retirement age, and you're still working, some of that will be taken back if you make over the cap on income. And then the story changes. What? I retire? No, I turn. Here's at the end of the row. What? If I put money in my retirement plan, so it's going to affect my Social Security? You know, that could be once it went through 30 people. But it might have only taken just the right 3 people to pass that story along and get it wrong as well. And they were probably texting, and it kind of whizzed through their ears.
Maybe talk to text. Millennials,
you know?
Yeah. Well,
and if they had picked it up through texting, it could be blamed on autocorrect.
Would there be any issues with the retirement plan affecting Social Security if you're the park ranger of the French Quarter? What system are they?
Well, they're under a federal system.
Is that like the post office or something? Perfect. We got to go find this guy and meet him.
Oh, you think there's just one?
Well, there's one on duty right now. Yeah. I just wonder, what do you do, sir?
How many do you think park rangers are there? Because we're going to figure this out this week.
Well, it's a government institution, so take what they need and double it because they're pretty wasteful. look, I have a friend who's a nurse. He's like, I want to work for the VA because in the government hospitals, they have a nurse to cover everything if all the beds were full. In the private hospitals, they know about how many patients they get on a regular Tuesday, and they just have enough nurses to accommodate that. So if you're in the VA, they're fully staffed all the time, and you may not even have a patient. You may just sit around and play with your phone for your shift. So I imagine the park ranger service, you know, they may need one, two, three. If they need three, that means they have six.
That's my I kind of get that. I was thinking they needed four to five, which means they probably have eight to ten.
That's a good guess. To the phones we go. If you want to be after Wendell and Destrahan, 504-260-0995. What's up, Wendell? How can we help you?
Hey, man. Hey, guys. I'm in the ZOP program, which is a diversified retirement option plan. They match your salary as you work, and you can do it for 5 years. And when you leave, they give you a lump check, or you roll over into, say, like a mutual fund company, which I'm already in. But I'm wondering if it would be better to roll that check. Don't touch it, of course, but roll it directly into some other type of program. What do y'all think? If I wanted to take out, just say, $10,000 a year or something, if I'm wanting to use it.
And this is for the state of Louisiana, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you're in the drop program. If you leave it in the plan, which you can, but you'll have to start taking distributions when you retire from it. The neat thing about leaving it there, and you have to have full disclosure, is you'll be taxed federally, but you will not be taxed by the state on your distributions. And what you're referring to rolling it over to, you need to roll it over to an IRA. It would be a rollover IRA. And inside of that IRA account, you could put it in mutual funds, exchange traded funds, securities, annuities, whatever it is you want to do.
So I'd be able to, if I would say, like, I wanted to take out 10, 15 grand 1 year, how much would that be much penalty, or just be based on earnings?
Well, obviously, if you're retiring, I would assume you're doing it beyond age 59 and a half, so there wouldn't be any penalty. But if you roll it over to an IRA, you're going to pay both state and federal taxes on distribution. But I don't think they have any limits. You could just take the whole darn thing out once you retire. But, you know, it's kind of be a big tax bill on it, but not restricted.
I heard that. Because I know some guys have done it before. They took the whole lump and they were taxed like 30% on it.
Yeah, it's going to jump up depending on, usually it's a few hundred thousand that I usually see accumulated. We're about to jump to a break. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, that was Wendell and Destrahan with the drop question. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We're a very busy firm. It's kind of like going to a restaurant. What do you want to be? The only one dining in there for lunch? 20 tables and you and a couple other people are in there? Nah, I don't want to do that. I want it to be busy because I know the food's good and I'm getting high quality. And that's one thing about our firm is, you know, we're busy. We have appointments all day long, every day, multiple advisors. If you want more information about our services and fees, we have form ADV, and you can go to gregoryricks.com. Bottom of every page, there is a link for that. Or call the office, 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Folks talk about fixed indexed annuities. Great financial tool in the right place, but they do have a surrender period. What does it cost me to get in? What does it cost me to get out? And when can I exit?
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president slamming Obamacare on Twitter this morning as critics of the new Senate Republican health care proposal weigh in.
The number of Republican objectors is now at least five. Nevada's Dean Heller is concerned with Medicaid cuts.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot support a piece of legislation that takes insurance away from tens of millions of Americans.
A group of four conservatives announced initial opposition.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. More than 600 families in London evacuated from home last night after investigations found several high-rise apartment buildings failed fire safety tests.
In terms of where they would have been last night, some were placed in hotel rooms.
Prime Minister Theresa May, the safety tests carried out after the deadly high-rise fire last week, blamed for at least 79 deaths, and more than 120 people buried in a landslide in southwestern China. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Your scars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you when you snap back. T-shirt, your favorite rock band.
Your wallet's favorite show. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. The weekly route with myself, Gregory Ricks, your host, along with James Parker. We have Dwayne Stein coming up in the next hour. All things mortgage related. Be interesting to talk with him about the current rates being below 4% on 30-year mortgages. Had a whole bunch of great calls already in the show. If you'd like to participate, and look, don't hold it back. I know you've got a question. Everybody else would like to hear it as well, because some of them are holding back and won't ask that question. And it's great information that we get to share. Don't think it's at your demise, because it isn't. Everybody's got these questions out there, and it creates a lot of sharing. 504-260-0995.
Yeah, a couple of previews here in the next hour when we talk to Dwayne Stein. He's going to be all over refinancing. So if you're thinking about a refi, or you have to get a refi, you just had a refi, you know, anything refi related, we're going to hit that first. And also, he also chimed in on the entrepreneurial spirit in the portable Uber-style bathroom van. And he said it should be called Poober, which I thought was a brilliant addition to the show. Thank you, Dwayne Stein. Tom and Homa, you're next up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Hey, if you want to be after Tom, 504-260-0995. What's up, Tom?
Well, I had a question. Just heard, I think, one of y'all commercials where Ricks was saying something along the lines in the commercial about Subchapter S corporations. And I thought I understood him to say that if you pay yourself a salary of $50,000 and you pay whatever your payroll taxes, et cetera, are going to be on that, if I take salary, if I anything over $50,000, I would take as either a draw or a dividend did he say I would get taxed less on income coming in over 50? I'm a little confused and trying to get some clarification.
Let's kind of create a scenario from that. And you're taking a salary of $50,000 from your business, and what the IRS is looking for is what is a reasonable salary for that job you're doing for that company that you happen to own. So you're running through payroll taxes, Social Security taxes, and such through that, as well as that income passes, or you're being issued, what, W-2 end of the year, basically. But that still, it all passes through to your 1040. But you're taking out, let's say, through a K-1 distribution, you do periodic distributions as needed, or maybe quarterly, take another $5,000 out each quarter. So at the end of the year, four quarters, you've taken out $20,000. It doesn't go through your payroll. You're not paying Social Security tax on it. You're not paying payroll taxes on that. It's not being run through the firm's 401k, but it is passing through to your 1040. There's your savings. And depending on how much K-1 distributions you do, it could be significant.
All right, so I thought I heard perhaps a little catch in there. And you said the IRS is sort of looking to see what the job it is you perform for that company.
Yeah, it's what's your occupation? What's a reasonable expectation for that job? You know, if you're a radio host, what's kind of industry? What's
millions, yeah.
Yeah, millions. Tech board might be, you know, board op, something like that, might be a little bit less. Financial advisors, most of the time they're not great income. That some are, but for the most or less. So it's and my salary is probably above average, but I take a good bit of K-1 distributions.
What do you think, Tom?
Well, what if you're an example, a lawyer who has a subchapter S, and that lawyer gets paid his $50,000, and then quarterly he takes out a distribution from the subchapter S.
Okay, so what might that distribution be?
I don't know. Say another theoretically $5,000 a month.
Could. Here's the thing. Let's say you're one of those attorneys making $700,000 a year. What's a reasonable salary for attorney? You know, and this has got to pass muster. You're going to make $700,000. You're not going to take a $50,000 salary. You might should take a $150,000 salary as that attorney, and then you've got distributions of hundreds of thousands of dollars. But when they look at that, is that a reasonable salary for the industry? You can probably go look up some guidelines and all that, but I don't think it's going to fly, and you don't want to have a discussion with them. Yeah, I made $750,000, but only took 45 on payroll.
I guess they would ask, if you looked at a historical summary of your income, that'd probably be a decent barometer to use in order to try to calculate what a reasonable distribution would be.
Yeah, and they don't give hard guidelines. You see that a lot in the code of what is reasonable out there. You know, and that's how to look at it. Just be fair, and you don't have to run every dollar you make through payroll. You can if you want to.
No, I'd just assume not if I don't have to.
Mm-hmm. I pretty much, here's my guideline. I run enough income through there to probably hit most of the Social Security deduction, and I also am putting everything I can into the 401k.
All right.
So well, my income kind of matches that up, and everything in excess is K-1.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with the legal profession out in Houma. Thanks, Tom. That didn't sound very hypothetical to me, did it?
What?
He says, let's just say someone may be, I don't know, a lawyer.
Yeah. I figured he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
But this goes for all entrepreneurs out there, and we have this discussion time to time as they figure out, what, I'm a sole proprietor, and I have to pay the Social Security tax when I file the Schedule C. I'm paying the Social Security tax on everything I make in that business. You should create structure, not only for that reason to properly handle your payroll and profits, but other things that you can expense and run through the business. It will change your world, create some profitability. If there's deductions and allowance for deductions and structuring is allowed, why aren't you taking advantage of it? It's there. You can ignore it. Oh, it's too complicated. You know, no, it isn't. It's just create some structure that will improve your balance sheet.
Yeah, and you don't.
And it's not against the law, not against the rules.
You don't have to go draft the documents. You'll get an attorney to do that for you.
Wes Blanchard of the Total Wealth Authority, estate planning attorney that handles business structuring for us.
So I imagine you've seen a lot of these guys who are sole proprietor, have a business, and they've just been taking it on the chin with taxes. And you just show them this trick, and they're like, I wish I'd have met you 20 years ago.
Oh, we had a discussion with a business owner yesterday, and one of the things that we went over with him is, gosh, if we'd been working together, he has a seven-figure income. He has a seven-figure tax bill every year. And our discussion with him yesterday morning is, yeah, we've probably could have been saving you 50% on that tax bill. And he has a seven-figure tax bill. So we're going about restructuring. And one of the questions he asked is, can this happen this year?
Was he
still? Yeah, this actually can get set up in a few weeks.
I imagine it's like that cliched scene in the movies where you tell him, I could have saved you about half your taxes every year, and whatever pencil he's holding just breaks. You know, one of those. You're just telling me this now.
Yeah, and your CPA hasn't had any discussions with you about this?
Yeah, what's going on with the CPA? Yeah, you got seven figures coming in every year. You've got a staff. Someone should have told you.
Yeah.
No.
You would think.
Yeah, someone's getting fired or demoted or something. All right, Gregory, I want to throw one little horrible statistic at you before we run off to this break. 24% of Americans don't have a single dollar saved for an emergency. That means if they needed to come up with a dollar right now, they don't have it. Which means 24% of the country runs out of money before the end of the month, and they just have to coast. Now, I did that when I was 20, when I was 21, but...
Yeah, I've been there too, so I understand how that is.
Can you imagine doing that in your 40s, 50s?
No.
Because what's it all about? It's all about living under your means. If you can make $1 million a year, but if you spend like Johnny Depp, you're going to be broke. Or Boris Becker.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious, that guy's broke. And then we see people who make 60 grand a year end up with seven figures in their accounts. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, it's spiritual.
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff, and that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We see what's coming, and I always tell people, look, we're not going to be shocked one day and it's all gone. We're going to see it coming. We're going to have some insight of it. And look, trouble's coming. I'm going to start running ahead of the rest of you. Remember, and I'm very public, you're going to see what I think, hear what's going on, and if you see me running, don't ask. Just start running, too. And then we're going to be good because we're going to have a heads up on what's coming. This government's not perfect, but hey, where else would you want to be? You want to be over in Russia right now, living there in that mess, or Greece? You know, we're kind of handling it.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're listening to Winning at Life, the weekly wrap on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. When we went to the break, he kind of alluded to Boris Becker declared bankrupt over a substantial, long-standing debt. This is live Financial Talk Radio, by the way. Phone number is 504-260-0995. He was put into bankruptcy. It looks like there's a debt he is supposed to pay in October of 2015. The judge said it's a historic debt. And let's see, who is Briggs? His advocate, John Briggs, told the Registrar that someone in Becker's position would not be prone to benefit from bankruptcy, and it was likely to have an adverse effect on his image. Becker said he was disappointed with the judge bringing the proceedings against him. The order relates to one disputed loan. He said that he was due to repay in full in 1 month's time. It is disappointing that his request for today's hearing to be postponed until that time. He's requesting it to be set aside. He says the asset is in question is worth more than the debt. So I guess more legal wrangling, and it's just interesting, but there's no disclosure of what the asset or the debt is. It just didn't go his way.
Because it could be like his house. He wants to maintain that lifestyle, living in a big mansion. But it could be something frivolous like a yacht. Or it could be a business, and he thinks it's worth all this, and it's really not worth that.
Could be his take. But they say the debt since 2015, but he's going to pay it in 1 month's time. Maybe he should have already paid it.
Yeah, why didn't you do that yesterday?
Yeah.
I was just trying to look up some stuff. Boris Becker, 49 years old today. I mean, this isn't his birthday, but today's 49. Man, he looks great. He turns 50 this year. He doesn't look like he's about to turn 50. Looks like my age. What am I doing wrong?
Oh, that's won Wimbledon at age 17.
Pretty amazing stuff, but you got to imagine just having that name, you're going to make money. Someone will give you a job making a nice little pile of scratch as long as you can keep it together. What's he doing these days? Is he...
He is coaching tennis players. The one of the top tennis pros in the world, and I can't think of his name offhand. He's a
Federer,
coach.
Nadal.
No,
one of the Vicks, Yankovic or something, Ibrahimovic. Or there's a lot of itches in there. Eastern Europeans love them some tennis. But if he's a top tennis coach for one of the top players, he's not going to go bankrupt anytime soon. The problem happens with like the professional athletes or the rock stars when they just don't make money anymore.
Oh, it could be something to do with this, a lengthy and bitter. I'm just pulling some
information. Are you
going to
go divorce?
Here. Bitter divorce battle. Ended up costing him $25 million, his luxury condo in Miami and custody of the two sons. Then he was forced to cough up another $1.2 million to buy his baby mama a home of her own in London. Yeah, he's created some problems for himself.
Well, good luck, Boris.
And I think he's trying to refinance some property to come up with the money in question. I guess they just ran out of time. You know, you have to get it done one day. He might speed up the pace of it now.
Have you seen the list of the most valuable athletes? And they consider it a brand, not just what they make from their salary, but if you count in all their endorsement money. About half of the top 50 is tennis players. Tennis is huge outside of America, and actually basketball, even American basketball, is pretty big outside of America. The only person that was in the top 20 that's a football player was Tom Brady. Football is nothing outside of America. They've like heard of the Dallas Cowboys, but they don't follow it. But they will follow our tennis players. They love Serena and Venus. You know, they love Sharapova, a guy like Boris Becker. While you may have to remind some people around here, in most of the civilized world, this guy's a legend. He's legendary. They love that stuff. Isn't that weird? I didn't think it was that popular.
But well, for tennis, you think about that. It is a global marketplace. They have these tournaments all around the world. And there's not a lot of them, but the top tier of that, men and women, not a lot of them in the top tier. And they obviously, it's global, and you're talking about global marketing, branding, putting your name on about anything globally. So you're getting income from everywhere, I would imagine. Yeah, Tom Brady isn't going to be as well known as a tennis player that goes and plays in every continent somewhere having a tennis match year after year, and those guys have a 5-6-7 year run. Yeah, it's some serious dollars these days. And Tom Brady probably doesn't have a great following in England or Australia.
No, he did marry like a Brazilian supermodel, but that only goes so far.
Yeah.
You know what else is huge if you start looking at the list? IndyCar drivers. Not race car drivers specifically. Yeah, the Formula One guys. They're
and
huge.
Formula and Indy drivers. And
I didn't recognize any of those names.
Yeah, because we don't really follow that here unless it's your thing of sport. I know some of them, but I really follow Indy Formula One very little.
Those are the fun cars, though. They look like a little spaceship zooming around. All right, if you want to chime in, we got about 5 minutes before we have to take a break, and then Dwayne Stein's going to join us for some mortgage action. 504-260-0995. I want to do some not fun stuff here, Gregory, but it's business, and we got to take care of it. We've had now almost 48 hours since the Senate's version of health care reform was released to the public, and it's not really... You know, they called the House version Obamacare Light. This is just more Obamacare period than Obamacare Light. Because if you look at the structure, sort of the philosophical underpinnings, the framework of Obamacare, almost all of it stays in place. You know, the reform of the individual market, the exchanges for each state, subsidies for lower and middle income households. Pre-existing conditions have to be covered. Kiddos staying on mama's plan until he's 27. If you don't get coverage, you have to pay a penalty. Now, they changed the nature of the penalty, but all of that framework is still there. There's still all the subsidies. So
they're doing this because they think this is the most likely route of getting it changed. Now, those against it or whatever, well, put up a plan, because the present form of the health care bill or law is failing.
I mean, do you need a plan? I think repeal is enough. Gregory, what's your plan to make sure every kid has a puppy in America? Yeah,
I don't have one.
There you go.
But I don't need to have one, because if their parents think they should have a puppy, they get to have a puppy.
All right. Now, if I started...
And some kids are going to want puppies and not get puppies because the parents don't think it's appropriate. And they say, well, son, you're not going to take care of it. I'm going to have to take care of it. And I don't want to have another little one running around the house doing things it shouldn't do.
Right. So you're under the belief that in a capitalist system, each household should decide whether or not they should purchase
but
a good or
you
service,
could have
right?
another opinion out there and challenge me on it and say, you know, I think every child in America should have a puppy, and we should see that it happens.
And it should be subsidized at the federal level.
So if need be, so for everybody to have one.
All right. So you know, your buddy Parker goes to the Senate and he gets the National Puppy Subsidy Program passed. It's a stupid program, right? We're going to take money from taxpayers and we're going to subsidize puppies for kids, right? Is that a bad program?
And if you don't want a puppy, you still have to get one as part of it,
oh,
too.
You still have to like at least pay for it, too, yeah.
Yeah, and if not, you're going to be taxed for not having a puppy.
There you go. There's a mandate, a puppy mandate.
Yeah.
All right, now, this horrible program somehow slips through and gets passed. Now, if we want to repeal it, and, you know, make the world a better place, do you necessarily have to have a replacement for the puppy plan? Or would just repealing it be
enough?
Yeah,
and look, and some of the puppy suppliers have pulled out of some states because they don't like the circumstances, and they're having to put puppies in the homes where the puppies aren't going to be happy themselves. There's major problems. So we saw some more states being withdrawn this week from the puppy program, and it's turned into a problem, and I think it should be completely repealed, and it should be, yeah, everybody has a right to have a puppy, but not to be forced to have one. Or which program do I have to get the puppy from? I don't like those breeders.
Okay, because we're just nailing this metaphor. There's two problems that's going on right now. Big Puppy has lobbyists that are subsidizing so many of these campaigns, and they're leaning on them. It's like, hey, you know, you take away our scratch, we're going to fund your opponent in the next election. And then also, it's just puppies are popular. You know, it sounds good to provide puppies to little kids. Are you against puppies for little kids? Why would you want to take puppies away from little children, Gregory? That's what you're doing. You're cold-hearted and you're mean.
I'm depriving the kids. I think it should be free market dictates it, and free will.
Dwayne Stein next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on
Thank you
I
for
Radio.
Tuning in to Winning It
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios. This is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome to another hour of live Financial Talk Radio. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the weekly wrap. We do this live every Saturday from 10 to 1 p.m. here on iHeartRadio. We do the weeknight daily wrap is every evening at 7, same iHeartRadio station. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this hour of the show, we got the great Dwayne Stein. He is the host of Mortgage Gumbo and member of the Total Wealth Authority of Gregory Ricks and Associates. He's going to be giving some mortgage goodness, and I'm going to ask him to preview a little bit of what's coming up on his show, Mortgage Gumbo, today. It's all about the refi coming up in one segment I saw. So questions, start lining them up, 504-260-0995. Now, coming up in the final hour of the show, We're going to touch on some remote meetings. We're going to talk about our next live event, and we're going to talk about Jeff Bezos' continuing quest to take over the world. And well, I don't really think it's that bad of a deal. And I say I'm going to do this, but this will be bumped if we get too many calls. I want to redo some of that widow stuff that we did during the Daily Wrap this week, Gregory, and add a little bit to it. I want to add the remarriage factor into it. But hey, Dwayne Stein, I got to give you credit here already on the show. Your contribution was incredible to the van with the toilet in it.
Yeah.
The Uber style service that's now being tested. And it was, I can't believe the venture capital for this came from Charmin. How brilliant is that?
Right.
What a great time. So they put it on the side of this van that's just going all over New York City. And they're like, what's with the Charmin van? Why does Charmin have a van? And they're like, oh, that's, what did you call it, Dwayne? This is, you get full credit for this. What service?
Instead of Uber, let's go with Poober.
Poober. Brilliant. Why didn't we think of that, Gregory? Yeah, and you can say Poober.
Has anybody seen the Poober van?
Oh, my goodness.
It was last seen in the national park.
Yeah, Greg, that was amazing. Quarter. I mean, you knocked it out the park there, and you are 100% correct. That is a national park, and I'm going to tell you why I know this.
You knew it already, too?
Yes.
Angie, we're just dumb. I think that's
Well, hey, class 89, roll Shamit House. But so here's why I know this, because when I was in college as a struggling college student looking to make a dollar or two, I used to sell timeshare down in the French Quarter, and they had the Vieux-Carré Commission and also the National Parks Commission would come around and tell us. We would get these little, if you go by and you see these great little shops where they're selling paintings and different things like that, and then maybe right next to it you'll see this little doorway that's probably closed most of the time. That's where we would have to stand and try to, I don't want to use the word panhandle, but they're still out there. That's where we would have to try to get tourists to stop, listen to us, then get in a strange van, go down to with a stranger, who was myself, and go down to a strange hotel to get solicited by strangers to buy a timeshare. Well, if we stepped outside of that doorway, our rule was you got 1 foot, literally 12 inches outside of that doorway that you could extend out. If not, the Vieux-Carré and the National Parks would come by and issue us tickets. So you are spot on. That's how I know. It's through just life itself and different events that I've had with that. But yes, I paid plenty of tickets because maybe I was like, oh, nobody's going to see me walking down a street. But I solicited some famous people. But that, you are 100% correct. It is a national park.
So how could we relate that? Now, you know, they're not going to put up with those creatures, the timeshare salesman in the national park here. How would that relate to maybe bears getting out of their area and bothering people, tigers, exactly. You know, stuff like that. Dwayne Stein was a
yeah, I mean,
scary animal.
Right, I was
in the Vieux-Carré.
Well, since Dwayne knows, tell me, because this is becoming more fascinating the more you talk about it. The guy who would enforce the national park rules, you know, the federale that showed up, yep. Was he a park ranger? Was he a game warden? What was his title?
They had this one guy, and I always told him, "You've got the greatest job on earth." And as he was writing me tickets, you know, so you can imagine my personality, how well those things. So he kind of looked for me. So I guess I was the bear in the French Quarter.
Stepping out of his boundary.
Yeah, there he goes.
Harassing the visitors.
Right, with his binoculars. He's 18 inches outside of the doorway. Write him up. And yeah, I mean, they had white, and then they also had, well, look, if you see the folks that are giving the tours for a lot of times, these tours, these ghost tours and different things like that, they're dressed up in park ranger outfits. So I don't know if that's all committed, but you can go right past where they do the donuts, the beignets and all that, is one of the Jean Lafitte places, and they're dressed up like a park ranger.
You know, they may have more than 10.
Oh,
staff
gosh.
There.
Yeah.
I'm sure sign. I haven't seen something, but is it do not feed the timeshare salesman?
No, yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. No.
Yeah. Did they get the award every year for fewest forest fires in their park? Is that what they do?
Yeah, they're up for that. Absolutely. But, you know, it's I agree. It's so Gregory is spot on. And so why aren't we why don't we get some of those same benefits? I would wonder. That's a great question.
All right. Now, my mind, I got to put it back together and talk some business here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mortgage rates.
Yeah. refis, they've got to be ragingly popular. Gregory and I have been saying for the last 2 weeks, because we do the numbers segment every day on the Daily Wrap, and we're just watching the 30-year mortgage rate creep back below 4%. And now, it for a second there, I don't know if it stayed, it looked like it was below 3.9%, and just... we can't figure this out. What's going 30, on?
30 years, 3.98. 15 year, 3.26. FHA, 3.65. Jumbo, where Gregory likes to play, 4.25. And in a 5-1 ARM, 3.07. So here's what's happening, okay, in my opinion, all right? The median new home price across the country right now is $345,800.
That is a record level, isn't
that
it?
Yes, that is an all-time high. It's the highest levels to build a house since 1963. Now, 1963 wasn't costing that much, but they equivalent it to, that's how high we are right now. Okay, so, I mean, when you're looking at this, who can afford that? I mean, in reality,
about 15% of the population.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, and then guess what? That maybe they can, because their checkbooks are what they make as far as income does. But when you start building in debts, student loans, auto payments and all that, net pool's even getting smaller, Parker.
Yeah, maybe more like 5% of the population.
Right.
So the rest of us are just getting in used houses, right? They're not building new stuff for us.
Well, they're either getting in used, but even then, that's why refis are through the roof right now. Because equity, but what has happened is your move-up buyer, and what I mean by a move-up buyer would be you, Parker, for instance.
I'm in my starter house.
You're in your starter house.
Okay.
You would love to move up if you could, but why won't you? While you'll get top price for your house, you're not willing to go pay somebody else's top dollar to move up, right? So you're like, hey, I'll manage my little basketball team over here, right here in Lakeview, in my starter house until we could figure something else out, right? So that is what's going on right now. So rising, you saw when interest rates rose up back in February and March, look, all of a sudden home sales, what happened to them?
Slowed.
They dipped. And that's one of the things that we've been talking about on Mortgage Gumbo, is why this is, you know, and it's funny because, okay, so we've gotten two rate hikes this year, right? Yet interest rates on the housing has gone down. And Greg, you've always said this, the federal funds rate and what they do with the interest rate doesn't necessarily affect mortgage interest rates. And this is proof of it right now and what we're seeing.
Yeah, they raised the rate quarter point a couple weeks ago, and interest rates yawned and went down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're getting close to we're right at 8 month lows right now.
I think so. Why James doubted the rate hike was coming, because interest rates were not pricing it in, and that was kind of surprising as well. I stuck to it, but yeah, it was kind of strange.
Yeah, and so what that's causing is, it is tough right now, and the group that is suffering more than anybody are the ones who were told, go to college, you'll have a job, you'll have that $90,000 job waiting for you, vote for me back in 08, you know what I'm saying? This is going to happen, all these kind of things. And without getting too political, the millennials are suffering big time. They are just suffering because there's no new entry-level homes being built. If I'm a builder and I get a plot of land that I'm paying more for dirt now than I ever have in the history of the world, right? Am I going to go, you know what, little Susie, let me throw her a bone on this one? Or am I going to, and I'm only going to make 15 grand on this house, or am I going to build the big boy and make 60, 70, 80 grand?
See your point.
So that's what we're having right now, and that is why we are in a situation right now where these new millennials, it's unfortunate, but they just cannot get in.
How does this compare to 2007? Because it sounds like you're describing somewhat 2007.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've said it for a long time. I mean, what comes around goes around, right? I mean, the way I treat my business is, And with my employees, we plan everything, and we've got about a 2-3 year window is the way I look at things before everything just goes amok. Okay. And because how high can values get? We're right now outpacing with home values. We're outpacing inflation. Right. So that's never a good thing. Right. I mean, I'm not. Economics wasn't my go to subject by any means.
Remedial no, you're absolutely right.
Remedial math was.
Because that's,
right?
that's
so,
when it starts to bubble up.
Correct. So what are we doing? I mean, we are outpacing inflation. So when that happens, that cannot be a good thing. You know, so I don't know. It's a little bit of concern for me. But here's what this has done in our business. I accounted this year for 85%. 90% purchase, 10% refi was my business model going into this year. Right now, we're at 65% purchase, 35% refi. So it gives you an idea. While there's purchases, people are running through the doors to me right now going, give me some equity. Give me my money.
All right, that's Dwayne Stein. He is the host of Mortgage Gumbo. He is the mortgage go-to guy of the Total Wealth Authority of Gregory Ricks and Associates. Any questions? 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Have you set up a survivor or legacy plan? How are your assets looking long range? Do you have a plan if you move on how your assets are going to be managed? How are your assets going to move on to your beneficiaries or your spouse? Do you have a plan for that? And one of the things working with a financial advisor, if they have something like we do, the Total Wealth Authority, and we think it's something to work hand in hand with an estate planning attorney to make sure the assets are managed right and that they flow right, you may be able to get some help from a financial advisor if you do not have an estate or legacy plan.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
News music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome back. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live, is July 13th, and we're in a unique situation here. The Total Wealth Authority is going to be in attendance, and this is the team we have assembled to address all aspects of your financial well-being. And it's like the Super Friends or the Justice League. Of course, you would be Superman, right, Gregory? And then we have the CPA firm. We have the estate planning attorney. We have Dwayne Stein, who's joining us for this hour as our guest. He is our mortgage guy. And then joining us on the phone, because she will be the guest on next Saturday's weekly wrap, is Tracy from DwellNola, DwellNola.com. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. Now, check this out. We have three of the five here. We have a majority of the Total Wealth Authority on the show at our ready right now.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Doesn't get any better than that.
I'm going to be with you guys. I'm going to be with you guys in person next week at 11.
All right. So what's the topic you're going to bring to the table for us, Tracy?
Topic next week, we're going to talk about investment financing. So we keep getting a lot of questions from our investors about different ways to finance their properties. Some of them have maxed out their loans, and they're just trying to find some creative ways to get some more money to finance their flips and their investments. So we're going to talk about that again. I think we spoke about it a couple of years ago, so we're going to bring that up again and see if we can help out some of those investors out there.
Is that still just as popular as ever, or is that trend starting to fizzle a little bit?
The flipping?
Yeah, flipping, fixer-uppers, mm-hmm. and the – no?
We're still having a lot of people flipping. Well, at least a lot of the people that I work with. So, yeah, some of them are running out of ways to get money, so we're trying to help them out with some different creative financing ways if in fact Dwayne can't help them out any further. So we'll have to take a second route.
All right. Thank you very much, Tracy.
All right, guys.
Tracy.
See y'all next week.
See
you.
There we go, Tracy.
DwellNola.com is their website. Maybe this isn't a trend. Maybe this is just the new assumed side project for a big chunk of the population out there.
Yeah, but it's not. I wouldn't even say it's a chunk of the population. What it is it's what people don't realize when you come in, and even if you look at somewhere like St. Bernard, where I'm from, these are national companies that are coming in, buying out these lots and doing all these things. You know, so, you know, the folks that Tracy deals with, you know, when you're looking at it, it's not a trend. It's probably, you know, you're looking at the same 5-10% of the population that does all this. You know, Susie or I don't know why I keep going with Susie Q. I'm gonna have to check that. So must be needing a snack, but I keep saying Susie Q. But Johnny, normal Johnny or normal little James Parker who wants to just get into the fix and flip business, man, it's nearly impossible. You know, it's very tough unless you've got some strong backing. And the biggest thing that I warn people, because I get calls all the time on, hey, I want to buy an investment property. I want to do this. And I know Gregory has said this several times as well. Do you have more than one, or do you have a plan to get several? Because if you just have one, be prepared to take it to shorts, because it's not going to end good for you on most occasions.
Yeah, and I think the margins are narrowing on that. That's why you got to have good people. You got to control price. You got to do it fast, and you don't need surprises. So, and last time Tracy was on, I think that's part of what we talked about is when it goes bad.
Yep.
Because there's a bunch of those stories that we have came across through my firm as well, people trying to find help or out of this mess. Back to treasuries. I just was doing a little history look here. So we were back at June 29th of last year. 10-year treasury was 1.518.
Wow.
Back on March 13th of this year, we're at 2.62%. And then the 10-year last price yesterday was 2.14%. Just interesting, and we've had a couple rate hikes, and we're lower. We're not much higher than we were a year ago.
Well, and it's the summertime, right? So what are people doing in the summer? They move, they buy, they, you know, it's, you know, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking on a future show with Mortgage Gumbo is why summertime is a good time to buy. So Are they really going to look at raising rates right now, or that federal, or that interest rate going up? Not that they're going to sit there and go, hey, let's raise this. Because, again, the interest rates are not, don't have as much to do, so to speak, with the federal funds and with all those quarter bumps and all that stuff. However, what you're looking at is when inventory is low and people are out there trying to buy, home prices do go up. But they're still, no matter what it happens, when affordability is this high, it just takes so many people out of the pool, so to speak, of being able to buy a house, right? So that's what we're dealing with right now. And that's why, again, refinancing continues to be just something that's out there. I mean, when you think about the median home price, Gregory, like we said, it's almost $355,000. That's absurd. I mean, that's over $100,000 more than what our price is here in the New Orleans area. So, I mean, you know, you got your Californias and your Floridas and all those folks mixed in, but that's still high dollar. And if you look at in this area what's going on, our prices continue to rise. And because, hey, when Tracy and Stephanie are on talking about featured properties, when I do a lot of my featured properties, not many people come to me and go, hey, I've got a $145,000 home I want you to feature. It's 1.1. It's I turn down a ton of things that are over $450,000 because really, what's the use? No, most people listening aren't going to be in that niche. And if they are, they'll know how to get in touch with the folks that have those homes.
You sound like you're describing Lakeview, though, because where I live, if you just want to walk around a few blocks, they are building houses. And the ones that they are building are all monsters.
Sure.
They're huge, and they're not building any more duplexes, which is
they
fine.
They can't. I mean, they grandfathered that in, so they're not allowed to do that anymore.
Wait. There's no duplexes allowed in Lakeview.
No, they made, to my understanding,
they tear it down. It's not going back up.
That's correct. That's right. So I've got a client right now that came to me about doing a duplex. Now they're both teachers. Okay, both teachers making, you know, decent living, $38,000-$40,000 a year. And the duplex that they want to invest in is $600,000 in Lakeview. And it needs about $30,000 worth of work, which really on a $600,000 is not much, right, in the whole scheme of things. But I'm like, why? And they're like, well, we want to be in Lakeview, and we see this and we see that. But I'm like, if you can't get a renter on that other side, I mean, they can afford it. We can get them in it. But, you know, my job as a lender is also to go, what if? Because When things go bad, you know, and different things like that, what is going to happen? And not that something's going to go bad. Believe me, Lakeview is like a cockroach. It can overcome time. You throw water, you try to drown it, you burn it, whatever, they come back alive.
Thanks, Blaine.
So Lakeview is the cockroach of places to live. And what I mean, that's a good thing.
I feel the love.
Yeah. Meaning it can overcome anything. It's just a fantastic place to live. You're 5 minutes from New Orleans. I mean, it is just, you're from Metairie. I mean, you are just, it's a great place to live. People want to be there. So that's why you've just got to be careful. But now, like you said, if they tear it down, you can't put it back. So your single family homes, when somebody buys that lot, that dirt in Lakeview is some of the most expensive dirt in the country. So they are going to make sure that they're putting back something that they're going to make profit on.
And what, if you want to live in a duplex, you got to go to Bucktown?
Yeah, you can't. If you want to repair or remodel or something like that, but there's a lot of different things that they put in place now with that, because I guess they saw the writing on the wall. And look, Gregory, y'all both in Lakeview. Do you want somebody building a duplex across from you?
Nope. Sure don't.
Nope. I want them to tear down the ones that's there.
Build a bigger one in York, right? Absolutely. Build bigger. Take up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, so yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Go bigger than mine.
Go ahead. I dare you.
My value.
Right. I dare you. You can do better than that.
Build a castle.
Right, right. You can do better than that. So you know, what's happening now is for us as a lender, when you're looking at purchasing, and I've got a lot of things to talk about with the refi side, but me as a company, we've had to try to create some ways to get people in houses. You know, and when you look at, we talked about on this show several times, rural development, right? 0% down programs. Well, those are great, but what happens to the New Orleans folks or the Jefferson folks? Because that's not considered rural development, right? So all those folks have to try to come up with 3% if they're a first-time home buyer, or 3.5%. Well, so, you know, one of the things I'm proud to kind of talk about on this show, and we brought it up a couple weeks ago on Mortgage Gumbo, we now have a 1% down program. So I want Greg's listeners to be aware of that, that if you're looking to purchase, not just in New Orleans or Jefferson, but anywhere, you know, that we do business, 1% down, and we then do a 2% gift for them. Okay, so that is how we are trying to help millennials and people just in general from an affordability standpoint.
Wait, weren't you talking about some program similar to this where you choose three or four?
Yes, there is also another program that we have where you don't put any money down and we either give you a 3% or 4% grant money. Okay, which is fantastic. Also,
where does that come from, though? Where's the grant money come from?
We're lined up with an investor. There's an investor that does it, and
so
they
this is all private sector. This isn't some government program with grant money.
Absolutely not. No,
it's not my money. Okay, I'm fine with it then.
That's right. This 1% program is a cross-country mortgage. This is our exclusive program that we've put together with our own monies, given a 2% grant because we feel there's some opportunities there. And just because somebody doesn't have down payment doesn't necessarily mean if they show ability and to repay bills and do some different things, we think we should still be able to get them in a home. So this 1% down program has really taken off for us, and it has been really just fantastic.
All right, this is Dwayne Stein, the host of Mortgage Gumbo. He'll be on with us for a couple more segments. Questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
How can we create a financial tool that gives returns like bonds, also has an upside, and when interest rates go up, that gets melded into it as well? You do not have interest rate risk. You do not have credit risk. You don't have default risk. And all the money's in actual reserves, not being spent elsewhere. And that's using a fixed annuity. Then you come back and say, well, I'm not really liking that because I have to lock my money up. The way we structure it, that's a myth. You have surrender provisions, but whenever I build something, I always kind of look for what are my benefits and what are my exits.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
One thing, you definitely should accelerate your payments. It makes a big difference by just making an extra 2 payments a year, because that's one thing we'd like to retire is that mortgage when they retire. Boom, you've added cushion.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Trump administration trying to turn up the pressure on lawmakers to support the Senate health care plan, which faces pushback from five GOP lawmakers.
Ted Cruz wants states to have more flexibility to buy and sell insurance across state lines. Rand Paul and Mike Lee want more of Obamacare repealed. And Ron Johnson and Dean Heller have said they can't support the current proposals, cuts to Medicaid, and would like to see more reforms.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. President Trump on Twitter bashing Obamacare, saying premiums have increased over 100%. Britain's parliament investigating a cyber attack on members' user accounts. Elsewhere in London, some residents spending a second night from home after evacuations on fire safety concerns.
We still don't know where we're going, and they've got kids on the street, animals, my sister, everyone's homeless.
Deadly high-rise fire last week blamed for at least 79 deaths. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. We do this every Saturday from 10 to 1. It is live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We have Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo joining us this hour. You know, I sometimes pick on the millennials. A survey, not often, it's just rare. It's just they're kind of always like, want that response when they send the text. But something else I noticed is, well, if I send a text to them, they're going to get back to me in their dear sweet time. but if they text me, it's like, where are you?
Right.
And so, but that's not what I was going to say here. Where is it on my list? Survey of millennials found that the average age at which old age begins is 59 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wait, this is so just their perception of what's old?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, a survey of millennials found that the average age at which old age begins is 59 years old. If you're not sure what a millennial is, they are defined as the 75 million Americans ages 20 to 36. You know what? I don't know what the 19 and 18 and 17 years old are. They still think and act like millennials, that type of thinking. So what are we calling them?
They're post-millennials for now, but I imagine that name will evolve over time. I really thought when they called me Generation X that that was just going to be a placeholder, and whenever something significant happened, you know. No, they've just forgotten about us. They talk about boomers, and they talk about millennials. Not a lot of talk about the generation that encapsulates us.
I'm thinking they think 59 is old because they listen to Winning at Life, and they hear you very often saying, hey, you got to wait till, what, 59 and a half before you can
yeah, the tie-in with 59 and a half.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
So maybe they listen.
59. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You old dog.
Yeah. When does old start? When I can draw on my 401k without a penalty.
Right.
That's when old starts.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Can't blame them for that. Hey, just real quick, Gregory, I got a message from the wife who must be doing some Saturday shopping. And she says, hey, can you send me some cash? I control the big accounts. The LLC.
And King James.
Yeah, and she's the queen, but I had to update my banking app. I have Chase, and now instead of doing the Chase Quick Pay, what do? It just gave me the option to send her the money via Zelle. Remember I was telling you about Zelle about 2 weeks ago? Zelle. And it's going to be, it's
like a Venmo,
yeah,
or M-Pesa.
Yeah, but the biggest banks have kind of cartelled up, for lack of a better word. Technically, it is a cartel. It just, I don't like the negative connotation. But whenever you know they come and make a plan while remaining independent, but all of them are going to benefit from it, that's a cartel activity. And so what they've done is have one app that works for all the banks, and it kind of cuts through some of the barriers, because there was an issue. If I was trying to send it from my Chase account and you have a Wells Fargo or something like that, it can get kind of sloppy, and there's no way they were going to be able to compete with a Venmo. So this is their answer to it.
And have you used it yet? Did you send her some money?
I just sent it, so she has to go to her email and click the link and get it.
Oh, it doesn't just show up in her account?
I don't know. I don't know what it does yet. To be honest, that's what it had to do before today. Maybe the process changed, and it's going to happen right here during the show.
It's probably going to some kid in India stealing your money right now, Parker.
The website is zellepay.com. That's ZELLEPAY.com.
Yeah, or if you have Chase, they will squeeze it into that new app. You got to do an update on it, and it will have Zelle in there. I know. It's just happening right in front of our face.
Western Union Digital.
To the phones we go. Let's talk to Chris over in Picayune. You're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, joined by Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo. How can we help you, Chris?
Yeah, my wife and I have been flipping houses, and we're not in the rental market, so we just flip them and put them on the market. The problem that we're having is when we go to the attorney in closing and we look at the profit, we end up having to pay 17% tax on that money. How can we roll that money over into the next flip? I understand that there's some ways, legality, that we can use some type of account to roll that money over and not have to pay that tax every time.
Chris, you've guessed correctly. Now I'm going to make a guess to see if I get the number right, because I get it wrong. Is this the 1031 exchange? Or the 1035 exchange?
No, 1031.
1031. Oh, I had it right the first time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that what y'all are thinking, guys?
Yeah, when you come out of a property, I don't know. I don't believe there's a holding time. We could actually dedicate one of the shows on the Daily Wrap to it, because there is quite a bit of information. I think the last time you were off on Saturday, I covered a great deal of material on that as well. So I don't know that there's a time period that you have to hold the property, but there is a time period of moving from one property to the next there.
Well, I mean, we went to closing and I brought it up, and the lawyer said, oh no, you're touching the money. You actually cannot touch the money. But he said I would have to get one of an accountant to figure out what kind of account I needed so that we could just roll that money over.
He's got to buy it through the 1031 exchange, right, Gregory? Through the LLC. Are you buying it through an LLC, sir? Or are you buying it by yourself and then just...
Individually. If I need to create an LLC, I can do that.
That's your problem.
And Gregory. Here is the thing. One reason you also, because there's a trust that can be involved in this, and you want to use an intermediary... Mm-hmm. Because of the touching the money, and if it doesn't go well, then what are you going to do? Because you're getting taxed on that gain. So there's a little bit of structuring and planning to do 1031 exchanges, and you need to have the next deal lined up pretty quick for it to go forward as well.
Yeah, I understand that there's a 90-day period, but that hasn't been a problem for us in the past. The problem's always been paying the tax on the profit.
Well, one day you're going to have to pay the piper, you know. You're going to have to pay the IRS.
Well, we do that every year now. That's the
Well, that's the problem. You're needing to make money, you know, own a business. You know what? What would be my preference? If Uncle Sam wanted to ask me, are you okay if you don't have to pay taxes anymore? I'd say, great. Why didn't you ask me this a few years ago? I'd rather avoid it. Here, there's three things you look for. If I want to put away money, I want to put it away pre-tax. If I'm going to grow money, I want to grow it tax deferred. And then when I extract it, I don't want to pay taxes on it. I would rather use a structure that makes the tax, because what I'm going to do is take it out and defer that tax bill, worst case scenario, and then when I die, it goes away. There's a way to structure that. So I'm kind of wanting to avoid taxes. But we also need to have income. So you've got to extract money out of this flipping business to live, unless you have another income source or day job, so to speak. You've got to extract money.
Well, we have day jobs. So
okay.
This is extra income.
So, but it isn't going to be extra income if you're doing 1031s and popping it all back in. At some point, you're going to extract a pile of money and pay a tax bill. So that's part of what you've got to figure out. Do you, you do this, I think Dwayne asked you, you do it through an LLC, right?
No, individually.
We do not.
Said.
And
First, you need structuring to begin with.
He's got to protect himself.
Yeah. Hey, you need to protect yourself from this goes wrong, somebody suing you, the owner blames you for all their life's problems once they buy the house from it. But you need structuring to pay yourself through it, a way to take distributions and not, you know, you'll have more write-offs available to you. You could even have a 401k there. There's a number of things to do just to start with structuring. And you're probably needing some income from that, so you can't just every deal keeps ballooning up because you do a 1031 exchange.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you need help putting all that together, call the office on Monday. We'll get the ball rolling, all right? 504-832-9200 is the office phone number. Dwayne Stein, from a mortgage perspective, what do you think about Chris's quick story there?
Chris has no bearing on me because when it comes to fix and flips, it's a four-letter word in my world, and I don't even touch them. Because as a lender or as an investor, it does me no good. I'm at all the risk. The only thing that could happen to me is he goes bad, and I don't get my money back. So we don't even mess with fix and flips and stuff like that. So that's why, like you said, Tracy talking next week about how to get different investment types and different things like that. If you mention a word flip to me during any part of our conversation, I'm out.
All right. When we return, I want to ask you about 3% or 4%. I want to name these programs. I think they need some good marketing. Questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker, joined by Dwayne Stein on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. This is iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5. WRNO.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. KISMET PetAdoptions.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
It's speaking with somebody the other day. I said, how's that car repair coming? It's not ready yet, but I've got a bigger problem. I've got to come up with the $500 on the deductible. Yeah, that's running things pretty tight, isn't it? You know what? A lot of people do that. It's where we talk about, I've got to start saving money for retirement. I've got to put some money away. What do you have? Well, I don't have anything yet, but I'm wanting to get started. How much savings do you have? Well, I don't really have any savings. We're going to start with savings, because the last thing you need is to say, put that money into securities or a safe money tool, and all of a sudden you're needing to go grab that money, and it might be expensive to go pull it back out.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Well, I love you more than anything in the world. Love your baby girl.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap with Gregory Ricks. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We have Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo. And he's here in studio with us. Still got another, what, segment?
Yeah.
You know, what, losing track of time here. I was just, during the break, looking at a couple things. Just once again, 1031 exchange. The property owner has 45 days post-closing of the first property to identify up to three potential properties of like kind.
Wait, to just identify them?
Yeah, to identify them.
All right.
But qualify. See, that's why this show's so awesome, because you heard him. He thought it was 90 days.
Yeah. You have to qualify under 1031 exchange. You must also purchase all new properties within 180 days or 6 months following the closing of the original property. An exception to this rule is if the property owner extends his tax return, in which case the 180-day window begins on the date of the extension. And there is so much more on rules. This is something you need help with, because it's something you could mess up as well. There's something they refer to, the boot. Let's say you sold a $2 million property, but you're replacing it with a $1.5. You're going to pay taxes on that other $500,000.
Right.
These are going to be cash deals, because it's not going to work with loans, and most banks don't want to get involved in these things as well. That's why it sends Dwayne to the hills. He said, I'm out of here. 1031 comes up.
Now, if he's not doing this through an LLC, isn't he putting himself in a situation where someone does like a slip and fall on the front steps while it's getting put together? They can sue him and go after
his
assets.
He should be carrying a bunch of liability coverage. He should have personal liability. He should have business liability.
He doesn't even have a business.
Well.
He's just doing this all on his side. He may not.
Well, he is the business. He is the business, which is a lot of exposure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go back to Dwayne here, because I want to talk about these programs. Do they have names? Because they sound amazing, but there may be a marketing shortcoming. What'd you name them?
Absolutely.
Not Poober.
No. Okay. The 1% down program, we have named it Home in One. Okay, so almost like a golf term, hole in one, except we call it Home in One. The great thing about this program is this, okay? While some of your other lenders out there have this program, okay, some of the features of this program that we made, because again, we are in business to make loans, right? Not talk about all the great things we do. We like to get people to the closing table, okay? So, you know, you've got your Rocket Mortgage folks and all that who have something similar to this. However, they require you to have a credit score of 680 or above. We use a credit score of 620. Or above for this Home in One program. So if you have a 620 credit score and you want to go out and buy a $200,000 home today, okay, which is the median home price, okay, you want to buy a $200,000 home, okay, if you came to me and said I'm a first-time home buyer on a traditional conventional loan, 3% down is $6,000. With my program, you come to me and you only have to come up with $2,000. We gift the other $4,000. Okay, so when people go, oh, there's got to be a catch. Here's the deal with it, okay? Let's just call it like it is. That gift that we're giving you, you pay maybe about 0.25% higher in rate. So let me ask you this. Would you rather pay rent or 0.25% higher in interest rate and be able to be a homeowner?
Yes, this sounds more onerous for you because you don't get to make that up until way later, you know?
Well, that's right. So, but here's the thing. You do not have to pay this gift back, okay? The biggest thing here is you have to make sure it's your primary home. It's not a gift that we're going to say. Some of these grant programs require you to stay in the house for 5 years, or then they say if they give you 5% down, it reduces by 1% each year. This is a 2% forgivable gift that we get, or grant. I don't want to say gift. This is a 2% grant that we give you. But here's what we've added to it. Because a lot of people come to us and they go, well, mom's going to give me a few dollars here or there. Okay. If you're working with fantastic agents like we've got over at Dwell and some of the other great agents that we work with over here at Cross Country Mortgage, most of our agents do a fantastic job of helping you get seller paid closing costs. However, I am amazed at the amount of contracts that I review, because now with prices going up, everybody and their grandma thinks they can sell their own home. Okay, and that's one of the things that I'm seeing more for sale by owners come over right now. And I had a client who was buying a condo for a family member and did not understand and went and wrote the contract for a number, wanted the guy to give him 6% in closing costs when his contract only allowed for 3%. So guess what happened? We had to rewrite that. He thought those were monies coming to him. So, again, that's the most important thing about an agent. But getting back to this loan program, the seller can pay up to 3% of your closing cost on this. Okay? So if there's anything additional, you can get that as a gift. So let's take James Parker through buying a house with me on this program. James Parker comes to me. He wants to buy a $200,000 house. He goes, Dwayne, I got $2,000. Okay. He buys the house, puts in an offer. I give him the other $4,000 as a gift, as a grant. I'm sorry. I keep calling it a gift. As a grant. Okay. Seller's willing to pay 3% on that $200,000. So the seller's going to give him $6,000. His closing cost comes up to $8,200. Because he's in Lakeview, right? So taxes are a little bit higher.
Sure.
Okay? So he goes to the hot redhead and goes, hey, mom wants us to stay around here. Tell her to ante up. Mom gives a gift for the additional funds. So no other lender, no other investor is out there doing that. But again, we want to put people in houses. We're not looking at a reason why we can't give you a home. We're looking for a way to get you in the home, so to speak.
Well, I love the name Home in One program. I was hoping it had something clever. What's the clever name for the other program you guys rolled out?
Really, the other one is just it's a Louisiana CAFA program. Okay, so I call it Cross Country Mortgage CAFA. There's some other people that have this program.
I don't know what you're saying. What's CAFA?
CAFA is just it's a acronym for a pro. I don't even know what it stands for either, to be honest. I know LA CAFA, Louisiana stands for LA stands for Louisiana. But here the difference is you can do either a 4%. There's no bells and whistles with this one. It's just straightforward. OK, you could either do 4% or 3% grant, period. OK, so now with this program, it could be either a FHA loan or a conventional loan. So very, very good options there. This program is very good for us as well when you're looking in the New Orleans and Jefferson Parish areas, because as I alluded to earlier, those two parishes don't have anywhere, especially in Metairie and Kenner, don't have 0% down programs. If you want to be on the best bank, you can get rural development. But this sort of replaces rural development by giving you a 3 to 4% grant. So really, there's no money out of pocket, especially if you can get the seller to pay the closing cost. So those are the things that when we're looking at it going on right now and everything that's happening, for people that are purchasing, while refinances are awesome, and I can't tell you, we are, like I said, we're knocking it out the park with refinances. We want people to know that, hey, we still want to help you get and live the American dream and become a homeowner as well. That's why we're getting creative with some of these programs.
Anyone else offering anything like this? I've never heard of a mortgage lender doing a grant.
No, they we're just, again, some of them are, James, you know, the Rocket Mortgage folks and stuff like that. However, they're not being as aggressive as we are. They have the debt, the FICO score set at 680 or above, where we go down to a 620. Okay, so again, we want to see people in homes, that's for sure. So that is why we are being much more aggressive in trying to get these things and get people in homes. The bottom line is inventory right now. I mean, it's just when you look at it, there's not much of it, right? So when those homes come available, we want to figure out how to get somebody. We want to get people off the sofa thinking they can't afford to buy a house. We want them to understand that they can. And that's why we are doing these programs. We're being aggressive with them because, hey, over at Cross Country, we believe everybody has the opportunity, should have the opportunity to become a homeowner.
Just think about it. You could look back in like 3 years, these programs aren't going to be here, and your interest rate's going to be like 5%. You would wish you would have locked in a house and a mortgage right now in 2017. What, again, what's the rate again, guys? Was it 3.98?
And again, we talked about this last time I was on the show here with Gregory. That is why, listen, HELOCs, if you have a HELOC, run. Come on in. We'll catch you. Take the bungee cord, take the bus, airplane, messenger pigeon, whatever. Believe me, people are taking advantage of it. 50% of the applications across the country right now are for refinances. So it's 50 refinance, 50 purchase. Come get off of that HELOC. I know you're hearing us talk about how rates are down, but believe me, that pain is coming. Get off of that HELOC loan.
There he is, Dwayne Stein, a member of the Total Wealth Authority, host of Mortgage Gumbo, mortgagegumbo.com. He will be in attendance at our next live event July 13th. Questions, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, the weekly wrap in our last hour. The phone number, 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up in this hour of the show, we're going to try and get to some help from widows. But you are more than welcome to throw all our plans into the wind and interrupt us with your very important financial situation. Call Gregory, 504-260-0995. Do it again slow. 504-260-0995. Now, you should go ahead and download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. You can float us a text message that way. It'll also get you in touch with our social media branches. A lot of good stuff there. And one day you're going to have a financial situation. You'll already have the app on your phone. It's free. Go ahead and get that sucker going. And speaking of online, so we talked about right here in this seat, 1 week ago, Gregory, we were talking about the Whole Foods Amazon acquisition, and it seems like Jeff Bezos is trying to take over the world. It's a huge disruptor in the grocery industry, in the food industry, whatever you want to call it. But the interesting part is he's already turned his sights on another industry, and he's taken aim at fashion. Did you see what's going on with this one, Gregory? They now have some sort of Amazon wardrobe section.
So how's that going to work?
He teamed up with Zappos and a couple of other providers. But the problem that a lot of people have, I don't want to say everyone has, but I've had it, with buying online is sometimes my pants fit when they're a 36 waist. Sometimes 36 waist cuts me through and I can't wear them. I have to get a 38, depending on the brand.
Depends on how they cut their size or material.
So Amazon says, listen, you get this this little Wardrobe Prime membership. You order a pair of pants. You can send it back, and we'll send you till we get it right. No cost. You pay for all that in advance. Now, we just had to do that this week. We ordered, the wife ordered some clothes for the kiddos, and the same thing happened. A pair of shoes didn't fit. You know, a size 10 is not a size 10 in all shoe sizes, right? So we had to send it back, but it's a pain. Because now you had to go back and print it out, and yeah, they'll cover it. But so whatever sort of efficiencies Jeff Bezos is going to throw in on the apparel online experience, it's probably going to be a gigantic disruptor. Maybe not as big as the grocery store process, because we already have some other clothing companies that are doing pretty good with this. But they're taking a shot, Gregory. They're not going to stop.
Reminds me of there's a few services I've been introduced to over the past few years. And I know there's some competitors in that marketplace. I'm actually looking up, trying to see if I can find the name of it. One of the examples of, they get all of my measurements, and I think on a quarterly basis, hey, it could be monthly, I don't recall. They get my measurements, and they will send me a box of clothes, a couple of shirts, a pair of slacks, maybe a belt, pair of shoes, number of items, boxers, socks. You know, just kind of keep my wardrobe current, and it could be casual, business casual, could include a suit, and there's a price list. It's shipped to me. And I can try on everything, and what I like or what fits, I keep. I send the other items back, and they only charge me for what I've kept. And the box that it comes in is return shipped to them, that UPS or whoever will pick it up and send it back to them. And they kind of like shop for you in that case. And I do have some clothing that way, but I didn't continue the service. That makes me wonder, is this a method that they're trying to make it really convenient? Because others have been out there and have started this process. Could that be something they're looking to do in that way? Now, if it's just going to be you look online and order it, they send the clothes to you in a box. If what you like, you keep. You send the rest back. They credit you. That's what it sounds like Amazon's trying to move into, that world of convenience.
Yeah, and your service sounds fascinating. So in subsequent shipments, do they start to tailor their selections for you based on what you picked previously? Kind of like the iHeartRadio playlist when you do the thumbs up, thumbs down. It's like, no, please don't send me any more bell bottoms. Thank you very much. And then they
follow up with you to make sure you're happy and such as that.
Sounds incredible. Yeah, one of the reasons that this is more of a question mark than the Whole Foods one is because there already is such dire competition going on in the online clothing business. Just not a whole lot going on with the online grocers. And it's weird because I can think back to, what was it? Maybe 15 years ago, there was like grocery.com or grocer.com, and they used to have trucks, and for about 5 years, they tried to be the online grocery store, and for some reason, that petered out, and they're just, he's basically going unchallenged into this. The only other big player that's doing what he's trying to do is Walmart, but not so with the apparel companies, but that's not going to stop him from trying. And look, who's to say he's not going to be, I don't even want to say dominant, but have a significant market share in several industries with this one company.
Trunk Club is the name of it. It's kind of, but it's in a box. I'm going to pull it back up. Trunk Club. Really nice people running that business. Yeah. Men and women's outfitters.
They didn't send you that Corvette shirt, did they?
No.
That'd be cool if they found out like what bands and stuff you like.
Yeah, this is kind of a picture, what you're seeing there. Box of stuff. What you like, you keep. What you don't want, send back.
But you know what that is, too? That's an experience. That's an event.
Oh, it is. And personalized, tailored for you. That would be trunkclub.com. T-R-U-N-K. Trunkclub.com.
They did not pay us to say that.
They did not. It's just something since this comes up. So you can take a look at where Amazon may be going with this.
Well, we're seeing this very easily merge over into what we do during the week. And you said, was it this coming week or this past week? You had a bunch of meetings, but one day they were all go-to meetings. They were all done remotely.
You know, if I was getting into the apparel business or being like Amazon and trying to take this over, it's kind of, how can I be Dillard's online? I want you to be able to look online, and what you like, we send to you and make it easy for you to send back. Of course, now, if you don't do it in a certain period of time, you bought it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have your credit card and everything. And probably there's been a hold put on, so, you know, that $400 worth of clothes or whatever was shipped to you. And you could make it real easy to return it, but we can do personalized shopping for you based upon your taste. So every month we can send you a box of garments and shoes, accessories like that. I think both ways work. But to give you that experience, because somebody's going to capture the shoppers that's not going to the mall anymore, going to the big box stores. Sales are off everywhere. Well, what about doing it from Under Armour or Nike standpoint? Send you some cross training shoes, shorts, t-shirts.
They find out what sports you play or what activities you do. And then if you're a jogger, they'll send you some running shoes and maybe some tank tops.
Yeah.
But if you're a weightlifter, you're going to get the ones with the really thick soles on them. Maybe not.
I think once you figure that out, let's see. Here's another. Look, Trunk is not the only one. I think Stitch Fix is another that does that. So there's a number of companies out there. But I have this feeling this is the way Amazon's going to go, because you've got to make it simple and send it back, that it's painless. Well, I've got to go find a UPS store. I've got to fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just want somebody to come grab the box and take it away from me when I'm done with it.
Well, I feel like we've already turned a corner here as consumers, and where this is kind of expected. Like the reaction we had when we found out Radio Shack didn't have an app. You know, what do you mean you don't have an app? What is this, 1999? Is that what this is? But when we have customers do the remote meetings, do they ask you or do you offer it to them? And they're like, oh, pleasantly surprised that you can do this.
Well, we've been talking about that. And let me just give you an example of an email here I just received during the show. Give me just a moment. I have to change a few things to get there. And we'll grab it this way from, okay, a caller. They call the office, and we haven't been giving out the office number, and maybe I should. If you would like to leave a message or speak to somebody with our team, calls are answered live 24/7. The office phone number is 504-832-9200. And we've not given out, but there's a bunch of calls been into the office this morning. So they basically sent, and when that happens, they send me over an email of the discussion. And if somebody hung up, they just said, hey, by the way, that caller just hung up. So I get that message as well. Caller's not from the area, they said, but is listening on the radio. Caller wants to know if there is a minimum amount he has to invest with my firm. Caller also wants to know the process. Please call him back on Monday, which is when he's returning home to Alabama. So thanks for listening. But that's how we work with people outside of the area, is we can do a phone visit. But what's becoming more and more popular is setting up a go-to meeting. And even if somebody wants to drive in, what I would like to have is an online meeting before, if they're driving a couple hours or even longer or wanting to visit. But we're giving them this option is we can go through the whole process of it being GoToMeeting. I've got a client, North Louisiana. We're on having quite often having discussions, and then we got an email the other day. He's wanting to sell the business and wants to give us those assets as well, but wanting help to go through this process of selling that business, and we're doing GoToMeetings. In fact, I'll tell you more when we come back from the break what happened the other day.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRAs.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If we take a dollar and double it every year, then we go out 20 years, you'll have $1,048,576. But is Uncle Sam just going to let that fly that way for you? So if we're doing this and we go out 20 years and we've had 33% peeled off of our doubling each year, so with being taxed, what do you think that number is? $750,000? $28,000 is what you would have. So you go from this massive amount of money of $1 million to less than $28,000 when you consider taxes and fees.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, weekly wrap, live financial talk radio. That's right. Means you can interact with the show. 504-260-0995. We can discuss mutual funds, lump sum, pensions, Social Security. It still is crazy. James from Kentwood that called earlier, trying to get his employees, look, dude, participate in the 401k. It's pre-tax. you're getting a match from me, and somehow in the rumor mill gets to these employees of his is, well, if I put money in a 401k, it's going to affect my Social Security down the road negatively. What's that going to be, 50 years from now for them?
Yeah, right.
They're in their early 20s. Oh, no, we don't want to do the 401k. So I don't know. And listen, contributing to a 401k does not have any negative impact bearing anything on your Social Security benefits, wherever FRA is going to be for you. So kind of all generations, it varies a little bit. The phone number again is 504-260-0995. When we went to the break, we were kind of talking about the go-to meeting, and that's where we have clients across the country because they listen to us on iHeartRadio. Our show is streamed across the country right now, and the daily wrap that we do weeknights at 7 is as well. We have podcasts. You can go to gregoryricks.com and download the podcast. We also have videos and such on our YouTube channel as well. And then the app connects. The Gregory Ricks and Associates app connects everyone. So an example, which was kind of surprising, the first time, all of my meetings during that day basically were go-to meeting. This is very interesting. First time I'd had that where my full day is I'm sitting on a computer where we're seeing them, they're seeing me. And it's optional. Everybody doesn't turn on the video on their side. They could be at home in their boxers, so to speak, doing it. Now, from our end, I'm fine with them. We pop on that video every time.
But you're not just wearing boxers, right?
No, okay. I'm dressed in business attire every day. And they're happy on the meetings. They're getting their information. It is a good experience. And if they are wanting to come to the office, we welcome them to do so. But we could start the process with go-to meeting. Or if you want just a phone conversation, it can be a phone meeting. And that's the great thing about email, texting, FedEx, we can get the information to you and get it back. And the other day, we were talking about getting some documents. He said, you know, I'm good with email. I'll sign it and scan it and email it back to you. He said, is that okay instead of using regular mail? That's absolutely, because this can all be done really quick. In the case I kind of told you about, saving this client a lot of tax money, there was a flurry of emails that went back and forth yesterday to get that process started for that client after we did an online meeting with about five people that's kind of involved with that process across the country to take care of this client. We bring in our foremost experts to assist in that and utilize those relationships. And I just think that's a wave of the future and allows us to expand. And we don't have to have an office in every town because we can do a go-to meeting in every town in this country. If you have internet or data access on a phone, we can do a go-to meeting.
Do we have any workable theories on why the go-to meetings happen to be, on average, shorter than the in-person meetings?
I don't have workable theory, but I think it's probably more succinct to being about the discussion, the business. And it's probably other meetings, like there can be some be more involved as, okay, hold on, we're going to go check on this. Let me get somebody to look this up for us. Sometimes it can, but I just see those meetings actually run shorter where we typically, for all meetings for me and the advisors, we book about an hour to hour and 15 minutes for every meeting. And the online meetings do run shorter where we're in office. Now, not all of my meetings run that hour, but typically a first and second meeting typically is. Service meetings, you know, in office could be anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour. Online, they'll be shorter on GoToMeeting, but those first and second visits run a little bit shorter than the in-office meetings. I don't know, but I like it, and the clients and individuals that we're doing the meetings with are really happy with the process, and I think they like the convenience of getting what they need through that process without it having to be another road trip.
Now, how far does the convenience go? Are we getting local people who may just live a few minutes from your office, but they prefer GoToMeeting?
On that day, I did one with a client on the West Bank where more money had came over, so we did what we call a portfolio review to talk about what to do with that money. And she was able to be at work and had time to do that. She has her own business. And made it real convenient for her instead of having to stop, drive across town, then drive back because of the West Bank. So it's a little bit of a commute to Metairie, but not something she couldn't have done because she's been in the office several times before. The others were outside of the area, several from the Gulf Coast to Mississippi. And I've got another one that sent over a prospectus and regarding his variable annuity, and we're going to schedule a go-to meeting to cover that with him and see what he's looking for. And that's the process he's actually expecting to do. And I think it's really awesome because it makes it easy to get a second opinion from wherever you're at. You know, whether it's our client we have in Vegas, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Florida. We have clients all over the country, and I'm just saying it's just one client from Vegas or such, but just naming some of the places that come to mind real quick of where we've done go-to meetings. And it's not just myself. My other team of advisors are doing this as well.
It also works great for if you don't get around so good anymore. Man, when I was in computers, you know who uses the internet prolifically is blind people. They can't drive a car. So they probably lean on.
Yeah. And it's easy. Like this is not something complicated. Well, what am I going to have to learn? The type? I've got to learn some software. Do I have to download some software? No, we're going to send you an email with a link, and all you have to do is click on it. It is that simple.
All right. Questions? 504-260-0995. Let's go to Arnold in Biloxi. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Hey, Arnold.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm listening to you from 104.9 in Biloxi.
All right.
Awesome. Welcome to the show.
I wish it was a 50,000-watt channel where I could get it further, but I can't. But anyway, what I was going to call you about was a reverse mortgage. I'm considering about getting a reverse mortgage, and I got a couple of friends that already have it, and they took the lump sum. But I don't know if that's the best way to go, and is there any tax ramifications on either side?
There is not tax ramifications on that because you're basically borrowing money. There's no taxing of borrowed money. And that money that's in the house is, for the most part, is equity that you've paid into the house. Could you have some equity from growth of the property? Yeah, but that's not necessarily how it's going to work for everybody. It just real estate may not always do that going forward. What is your age?
I'm 79.
79. Are you married?
Yes.
We want both of you to be on the reverse mortgage. I think reverse mortgages are best suited to kicking you out income, a monthly check to you. Because remember, when you paid down the mortgage, you were sending them a check every month. I think it's better money management. The lump sum is, you can go through that lump sum and then boom, you still got to pay the insurance, the upkeep on the house and such as that. I think it's better as an income stream. And both of you need to be older than age 62 to do the reverse mortgage. And from an actuarial standpoint, it probably would look like some good numbers to you. So you need to speak to a mortgage authority in your area.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, one thing that one of them told me when he did his reverse mortgage, they charged him like $10,000 plus some other fees that was all added on to that. And when it was over with, he really wished he hadn't done it. because he gets the mail out every month showing what, you know, what the house, where to vote on the house if he ever dies.
Well, there is going to be some fees and such, and it is a compounding loan because it grows, but you're not worried about that because you're doing a reverse mortgage. Once both of you move on, the house moves on because you're not going to lose the house over a reverse mortgage. I'm sure there's closing costs built into that, and you probably should shop who you're working with because they can adjust those fees most of the time.
All right. We recommend MortgageGumbo.com.
Yeah.
More financial goodness coming your way. Questions, 504-260-0995. You're listening to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're listening and have a 401k, you always want to make sure you know what's pre-tax and what's after-tax dollars in that account and make them separated. If both of those monies get rolled over to an IRA, the way I define it is it's like pouring cream in your coffee and you're saying, oh no, I don't like cream in my coffee. How can I get that out? How can you get it out? You can't. But there is a form where you can fill out when you take distributions that you'll simultaneously take out pre-tax and after-tax dollar at the same time so you don't get taxed again. So you've got to keep up with it. I would rather separate it. If I don't want cream in my coffee, we're never mixing the two.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
And I sure couldn't get into any discussion on a financial tool on the first meeting. We'll find out what's going on and help give you guidance. And if you should be somewhere or do something else, I will flat tell you that.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRA.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory, okay. And I'll be calling your office. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. 1 month after a massive cyber attack which crippled hospitals across Britain, Parliament today announcing it's been hit.
It is being handled by the National Cyber Security Centre, part of the intelligence agency GCHQ, and parliamentary authorities have confirmed that this attack was launched on Friday, part of a sustained effort to gain access to members' accounts.
Mark White with Fox Sister Network Sky News. The Senate GOP healthcare plan, which would fail with more than two Republican no votes, so far getting pushback from five GOP lawmakers.
There's also a possibility that a few more Republicans could move over to the no column on Monday when the Congressional Budget Office is expected to release its score of what the plan will cost.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, the president, on Twitter this morning slamming Obamacare, saying its costs have shot up 100%. Fox News, we report. You decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Here comes the rain again, raining in my head like
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, Winning at Life, on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. Winning at Life, the weekly wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Last caller called 504-260-0995 to interact with the show. He was calling to speak about reverse mortgages. And one thing about you're going to go through a counseling program as well to make sure this is a fit. I do think most cases those fees can be negotiated. The person that had the $10,000 fee, and I don't know the whole story on that, but that was not a hidden paper slid through a stack. They had to sign off and acknowledge on that. And if you, here's one thing, a kind of rule is to ask. You could just kind of, you know, it's like going buying a car. Are you firm on that price? Yes, this is the price. Well, gosh, I'm just not feeling it today, so I'm going to take a pass. Wait just a minute here. Maybe there's something we can do. If you don't ask if it's negotiable or ask them to reduce the fee or reduce the cost of the car or discount the jeans, I'll ask about any situation. You always embarrass me. You're always trying to negotiate. Made that comment to a colleague yesterday. I said, life is a negotiation. Everything is. We're in a free market economy. It's a negotiation. Ask for the discount.
If you're not negotiating, you're choosing to lose the negotiation, aren't you?
Yeah, you're accepting. Ask. I know some people, I'm not comfortable doing that. Well, get somebody to do it for you. But just simply ask. It's a nice, polite thing. Are you firm on that price? Is there anything you could do to help me buy it, lowering it from that standpoint? But the reverse mortgage isn't for everybody. But what he asked about with the lump sum, I don't like the lump sum. I like using reverse mortgages to do a reverse purchase, sell your house and buy another, and you have to put it in, and you're over 62. You may not have a house note ever again, but have upgraded. The other is to take income, use it as an income tool. And if you have any questions, Dwayne Stein, MortgageGumbo.com, is very versed in reverse mortgages. And for those over in Mississippi and other states, his office is in New Orleans metro area. But he has colleagues around the country he could probably refer you to.
Financial situations, 504-260-0995. Let's talk to Mark in Thibodaux. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Mark?
Yeah, I'm about to get a settlement from BP. I know it's been a long time, but finally I'm about to get hopefully made somewhat whole. It's going to be about $70,000. Of course, that's before the attorneys get their fingers on what they get. What can I do to avoid some of the taxes that I'm sure I'm going to get hit with on this?
What profession are you in?
I'm in sales. I get commission mostly.
Okay. So you're going to receive a settlement regarding the BP incident.
Correct.
About $70,000. Mm-hmm. Was this loss? So you're expecting to be taxed?
I would imagine. I mean, it's based off of my income.
Yeah, that you lost income, so it's replacing that, so you probably are going to be taxed. You've always done tax returns and such in the past and reported income sales, right?
Correct.
Okay. See, some people in like fishing industries and such.
Cash.
Cash business or didn't report all their tickets. So all this is traceable, but they just failed to do that or sold at the dock or whatever. And then all of a sudden they show up with this income and justified it to get the settlement. And then they've not have a history of making that money. So kind of can create some back tax problems for them. Now, I don't know a workaround, but is this being paid to you personally or to your business? Are you...
Personal.
Okay. Gosh, it's going to be in ordinary income when tax you. I don't know what the workaround is, but I would talk with a CPA in... Where is he calling from?
Thibodeau.
Well, you could call Jude Heath. He's a member of our Total Wealth Authority of Heath and Company, CPAs. And he has handled these cases, so I would like you to, I would think, run it by him. I think your tax is, you're going to be taxed as ordinary income. It's going to be the year in which you receive this money. But if there's a way to defer or spread it over time, you could, that could be tax bracket management, but I would really like you to call Jude and see if he has any ideas that would be more helpful than I am today on that.
And you can
connect to him through my website, gregoryricks.com, under the Total Wealth Authority.
Thank you very much, Mark and Thibodeau. Let's go to Dave in Covington. You're next up on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Dave?
All right. I had an issue with First NBC closing in Covington, and I happen to have a large IRA CD with them.
Okay.
The FDIC sent me that and says, we no longer support that at First NBC. You'll have to do something with it. Well, as luck would have it, I had another IRA CD in another bank coming due at the same time. And I moved that money from the FDIC to that other IRA CD. And I got to wondering, I said, well, when I start combining things like that, are there any tax implications?
Did they send the check to you?
Yes.
Yes. And it was made out to you personally?
Yes, it was made out to me personally.
Okay, that's a 60-day rollover.
Okay.
Now, there are some cases where people have received multiple checks made out to them. There's an exception under the IRS code where they can pull all that together. You remember the rule is 1 60-day rollover aggregate of all accounts in a 12-month period. But when the FDIC takes over a bank in this situation, just make sure you keep documentation of everything you did. So these, you know, if you had four different CD things, they're sending you four different checks. So it can kind of create a sticky situation. But here's what you need to do on if you've combined accounts, is all of that money pre-tax and grown tax deferred. Is there any cost basis in that? And that's what you're wanting to keep up with. Even if you merge that together, it's fine. Just is there any after-tax money in that account, like a non-deductible IRA where you put in after-tax money and you're growing it tax-deferred because it's an IRA. You didn't take the deduction for the contribution. So you just want to be clear on where that is and the record keeping for that cost basis.
I see. Because my concern was you can only add so much money to an IRA CD in 1 year period, even at my age. But this was quite a bit of money, and I thought they might recognize it as a as an addition and not as a rollover.
You need to make sure when the bank where you've put the additional deposit from First NBC to when they issue the 1099 at the end of the year, make sure that's coded as a rollover and not a contribution, because you're going you're going to have an excess contribution if they do not code it right. So you should have instructed them, make sure you keep your paperwork and everything and copies everything that came from First NBC. But when you get that 1099 from them, check to make sure that 1099 is coded as a rollover.
Very good. I really appreciate the help. It's a little complicated. There's a lot of legal maneuvering with IRA CDs. At my age, you really don't want to have a lot of problems. Look, thank you for your help.
Yeah, and no one else to call, really.
Thanks for listening.
Gregory, you sound like you've had that conversation 1,000 times.
I have.
We can tell.
Or more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because me and Angie both started doing the part of the show where we're in the audience for a second. We're just listening. Listen to Gregory help this guy out. I have no idea how to help this guy, but apparently Gregory does. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know they coded them wrong. I have heard you talk about coding issues before, but
we see it. We see it. It happens. Firms will do this, and we're having to solve it or explain to somebody calling in or a client that's using another firm and they coded it wrong, or they come in with a tax return and the person handling the tax return did not put it in the correct place, or they should have asked the questions at the time and they just don't understand our IRA/IRS rules.
One segment left to get some financial help. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRN. No.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at WeAreStrongerThanMS.org.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I parked $8,000 in a traditional IRA, and I find I really need the money now because I got a $3,400 house insurance payment I can't meet. Mm. I'm wondering if I can take it out without paying a big penalty to the IRS.
What is your age?
60.
Well, good news about that is you're over age 59 and a half. So if you do indeed take a distribution from that account, you won't pay any penalty for doing so. Because if you're under age 59 and a half taking money from a qualified plan, there is a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
I'll pay taxes, but not a big penalty.
Correct. There will not be an early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. Weekly wrap. We have a few more minutes. Maybe about 10 minutes for you to get your call in, your question of the day. 504-260-0995. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. 504-260-0995. James, we always have this talk about factories, manufacturing. in this country and how it has changed. Got some stats for you.
Okay.
U.S. corporations account for 19% of global manufacturing, second only to Chinese manufacturers, who represent 25% of global manufacturing. However, manufacturing accounts for just 12% of the U.S. economy today, down from 26% of our economy 50 years ago. So what's your take on that?
How are they computing this?
I don't know, but you always come back with, oh, we're doing more manufacturing than ever. Well, we're second to China, and we didn't used to be second to China. We were probably number one manufacturing for one heck of a long time here. But we, as the U.S., on how things have changed, and you can go back, and you and I have talked about this on farming, you know. Farming accounted for most of the GDP at one time in our country.
Oh, yeah, like 98% of it.
Yeah, well, we feed more people, but it's not the main thing that our country runs on is food manufacturing.
Are they doing this?
We're 12% of the economy today, and 50 years ago, it was more than double that.
We still, on a dollar amount, manufacture more stuff than China does every year.
So we have much more output, but fewer companies manufacturing here.
Yeah, and the numbers really get skewed because, sure, you can have 10 warehouses with 10,000 people employed in China, but if you're sewing together Guess jeans, that's not the path to world domination. And on the other side of the Pacific, you have some warehouse with about 20 people working in it, and they're putting together the next Boeing 757 or whatever. Now, which manufacturing would you rather have? Would you rather have the one that has all the jobs? Because that's the number people seem to gravitate towards. It's like, oh, we're losing manufacturing jobs. Well, yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's the output. It's the productivity that counts. And we're far more productive in our manufacturing sector than any other country.
Here's something I think in manufacturing, there's a lot of opportunity. And it doesn't have to be done outside of the U.S. And it doesn't always have to be in a super competitive way. You can be better, create a better client experience with that product. And you can be competitive here. And part of that is robotics as well, which creates other upstream jobs. Another take here. Number of operating oil rigs in the United States reached 941 last week. That's up. What do you think? What's the percentage upside year to date? It's going to surprise you.
12%?
43% year to date. The total has now increased for 23 consecutive weeks, and yeah. Oil closed yesterday at $43.01 a barrel, which was up from Thursday that closed in the $42 range. That's down 20% year to date. So we're up 43% on rigs, and oil has gone down 20%, and there's not even a pause. We've increased rigs again.
Fun stuff. Wow. Hey, I'm going to make a prediction. It says isn't that bold, but we're about to have a manufacturing renaissance in America. We're about to steal manufacturing from the rest of the globe because of robots.
Good.
Robot costs the same here as it does in Thailand, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, we'll be fine. Let's go to the phones. This is Nanette in Hammond. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you?
Hi, I have a question concerning my husband's SEP account, the SEP. I forget what it stands for. Anyway, he has reached the age of 70 and a half, a little over that now. And I'm trying to remember if there are requirements or restrictions once he reached that age.
Is he still working, running his business?
He's still working.
Yeah, this is the interesting thing about a SEP is he's going to have to take an RMD this year.
And what does that mean?
He's going to have to take a required distribution from that account based on the age he is going to be on his birthday this year.
Okay.
And once again, you have to April 1st of next year for your first required minimum distribution. I recommend you take it this calendar year. When was his birthday? January?
October. It was in October.
Okay, so he is 70 and a half. Yeah, so he is 70 and a half then this year. So he's going to have to take a required minimum distribution. But here's the neat thing about it also is he can still contribute to his SEP each year that he is still running this business. He's self-employed. SEP is self-employed pension. And so that's the cool thing about it. You got to take an RMD, but you can still be kicking in more money than you're actually having to take out.
Is there a required percentage for the RMD?
Yes, it's a divisor. Let's see. I don't know if I have that up here on there, but it's a divisor for his current age. I have a table of that, but it's connected to my server and I can't access it. But if you want some help to on that number, my staff will do a bang up job getting that number for you on Monday. It's something we take ownership of, required minimum distributions. We will help you with that.
Okay, great. What and what's the number to call for
it
that?
It will be 504-832-9200.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, one more question regarding
ma'am.
A SEP. If you're under that age or even under 60, are there any penalties for withdrawals?
Under age 59 and a half, there's an early withdrawal penalty. Between age 59 and a half and or over age 59 and a half, there's no penalty for withdrawing from that account.
But Before 59 and a half, there is a penalty?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it's a 10% penalty, in fact. It's a 10% penalty.
10%.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nanette.
Thank you for trusting us.
She sounded exactly like I pictured. Doesn't she sound like a Nanette? Yeah, Angie's laughing her head off over there. She's thinking the same thing, I bet. Matthew and Metairie, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Matthew?
I can kind of explain the conundrum in the oil industry. The current administration, like him or not, at least they don't seem to hate oil. So we feel like, all right, our margins aren't going to be as good, but at least we can still make money and we're not being threatened all the time.
Yeah.
I totally agree there.
You have a friendly environment to go forward. They want pipelines built to move it. They want regulations reduced. And they're allowing this country to lead and dictate the world on petroleum reserves now.
And
it's a great time.
The funny thing about the anti-oil crowd, if you truly do believe burning oil is destroying the planet, then you should outlaw it. You shouldn't put a tax on it. You should outlaw it. Oh, you're going to kill everybody? Well, then outlaw it. Because you and I know that if you outlawed oil, millions of people would probably die within a year. You know, there'd be famine. There wouldn't be industrial fertilizers. Can't get from point A to point B. No one can fly a plane.
Some of these political people, and I won't say what side or it's like, they're killing people. They're going to cause people to die. But they push all they can against. So if we did away with oil...
But if you believe that CO2 is destroying the planet, that you have two options. A few million people are going to die because you outlawed oil, or everyone's going to die because the earth burns up.
We need to start creating a list of what products or materials that's created from oil, because here's a disconnect is they think oil just puts gasoline in cars. I'm telling you, that's what a lot of people think. Yeah. And I think we'll do a list one day this week on the Daily Wrap.
All right. Well, I have some homework for myself. I'm going to go cut out the widow segment that we did yesterday and put it on your website because it got bumped today because we got a lot of great calls. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do this every Saturday, and we do it Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. as well right here on this station. Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. And you can use those to RSVP for the next Gregory Ricks Live July 13th. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
Your new home for Walton and Johnson, News Talk 99.5 WRNO-FM, New Orleans, and iHeart Radio Station.